This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. Listener Devin Hamid wants to know, how many Seattle households are in the top 1% for income? So she asked KUOW. Reporter David Hyde has been looking into it, and he joins me now. Hello, David.
Hi, Kim.
Okay, so how many people are in the top 1% in Seattle? Were you able to get an answer to this question?
Yes, but it wasn't as easy as you might think.
Huh.
First, I tried contacting a state economist, and she was very helpful, and she said, sorry, we don't track income because there's no state income tax. So then she said, you know, why don't you get in touch with the census? I think their numbers on this are pretty good. So I contacted the census and they were also super helpful, but they could only tell me how many people earned more than $200,000 a year. So that's not even close to being the top 1%.
Yeah. So why weren't they able to make it more specific for you?
Data protection. The census has the data, but they said they wouldn't run the numbers for us because of privacy. They didn't want to disclose any information that could be used to identify specific individuals.
Specific individuals like Bill Gates, for instance?
Could be Bill Gates. But, you know, to be in the 1% here in Seattle, there's a lot of other people. Many of them work for the University of Washington, president, the football coach, even the volleyball coach.
All right. So ultimately, how did you get an answer to this question?
I contacted University of Washington economist Mark Long, and he was so interested in this question. He took a lot of time out, actually, to help this listener get an answer to it. Yeah. And it turns out the census does have those numbers, but they only release them in raw data form. And so he was able to help us get some specific answers here.
All right. So he crunched the numbers. What did he find out?
I'll let Professor Long tell you.
Seattle has three times as many households in the top 1% than the national average.
Wow, three times. Why are we so much richer than the rest of the country?
Well, a lot of factors contribute to that, but one of the largest ones is the industrial mix in Seattle, in particular the technology industry that generates a lot of high-wage jobs.
So Amazon, Microsoft, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, not a big surprise there, but Devin had a slightly different question, David. How many households are in the top 1% here? Were you able to come up with that number?
Yeah, Mark says nearly 10,000 households, and that's out of around 300,000 households here in Seattle, so around 3%.
And what is the baseline? How much do you have to earn to be a top 1%er?
Nationally, it's around $470,000 a year in household income. So if you aspire to that, Kim, that's where you have to get to be in that elite group.
Okay, good to know. So, David, has Seattle always been this well-off relative to the rest of the country?
No, and this really surprised me. Mark went back and looked at the numbers dating back to 2006, and the number of folks in the top 1% roughly doubled over a 10-year period from 2006 to 2016.
Hmm. And how about the rest of us, the non-1%ers?
This was another huge surprise to me and to Mark. Dating back to 2006, nearly all income brackets rose at about the same rate. So the top 1% did a little bit better, but basically a rising tide seems to have lifted all boats to some extent.
Well, it's funny, though. I'm not sure many of us are feeling that richer these days.
Very good point. Mark Long says, we're looking here at income data reported to the census. We're not looking at the cost of living. And so I contacted Zillow to see, you know, how much have rental prices gone up, for example. They've nearly doubled since 2011.
All right. So even if my paycheck may be a little bigger, it really depends on what my housing costs are.
Exactly. A bigger chunk going to pay the rent. So even if you're making a lot more money, you might be feeling like you're making even less.
David, thank you for this.
Thanks, Kim.